This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The ACLU of Colorado is suing the Colorado Springs Police Department and the FBI over alleged privacy invasions of local activists. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The lawsuit alleges that CSPD obtained unjustified search warrants in connection to a housing rights march led by the Chinook Center in July 2021. Officers arrested the activists, including Jacqueline Armendariz Unzueta. She says her cell phone, laptop, and other personal devices were confiscated.
They were using minor crimes to have these dragnet search warrants that they could basically take an extremely invasive look into our lives simply because of our political beliefs and speech.
The ACLU of Colorado argues that CSPD had no probable cause to access private information. Armendariz Unzueta and others were charged with minor offenses but were never convicted. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
One of Colorado's most popular state parks could see its timed entry reservation system expand. CPR's Matt Bloom.
Park managers are trying out a timed entry system at El Dorado Canyon State Park on weekends and holidays this summer. The idea is to limit crowd sizes by capping how many vehicles can enter at once. Managers say it's been pretty successful at reducing traffic and overuse. Visitor Martha Isaacson thinks the program should be expanded to all state parks.
I support it. It's necessary. We can't love our parks to death.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife managers have signaled support for extending the program. They'll vote on whether to make it permanent at one of their future meetings. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
A new trail system is underway in the San Juan Mountains in southwest Colorado. The Silverton Single Track Society has begun work on what will be 30 miles of mountain bike trails called Baker's Park, named for an early gold prospector. Along the Front Range and across Metro Denver, a chance for rain this afternoon, highs in the mid-80s. This is CPR News.